If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem splits? Putting on the Ritz.
The classic years with Fred Astaire, Putting on the Ritz. It says much for the dedication of Caesar Ritz to provide the ultimate for his hotel customers, luxury. The last in the Ritz family line is Monique Ritz, daughter-in-law of a man who made his name in the service of others.
He had a certain idea. We say, and everybody knows, that the client is the king. It was César, you know. He was welcoming people like somebody of his family. He had a real joy when these people coming to his hotels were very happy and satisfied.
Caesar Ritz had many satisfied, illustrious customers at the hotels he managed, but his beginning in the hospitality industry was anything but a success.
You'll never make it. You need a special flair in the hotel business, and permit me for saying so, you don't have it.
The words of hotelier Joseph Escher, who took on Ritz as an apprentice wine waiter at a hotel in Brig in 1865. Ritz decided to try his luck abroad, digging deep into his savings for a rail ticket to Paris. It was there, and in other European cities, that he learned his trade from A to Z, before returning to Switzerland to manage the National Hotel in Lucerne. He'd already impressed nobility far and wide, and rapidly his attention to detail and expertise were admired. Towards the end of the century, he managed the Savoy and Carlton in London, before opening the world's first truly luxurious hotel with his name in Paris in 1898. The name Ritz is still very much alive. There's a chain of 36 Ritz-Carlton hotels worldwide and two Ritz hotel schools in Switzerland. The world of the Ritz doesn't come cheap, but it's an experience. Nigel Beckett is Regional Director of Sales with Ritz-Carlton in Frankfurt, Germany.
The hotels jointly stand for top-level service. They stand for ladies and gentlemen who understand what the guest is looking for and provide it. It's a very human thing. We're talking about emotions here, about the senses. And people just want to be taken seriously. They want to be cared for. And it's that caring service that we become known for.
Believe it or not, there is still a need for luxury. Despite all the investments that have to be made to grand hotels and the fact that people don't stay as long as they used to, the demand is still there.
The grand hotels and the tradition of Caesar Ritz are sort of dying out. When we open a new hotel, it's got that flair of a grand hotel and that feeling of warmth and elegance, but it's a modern hotel behind the scenes. So we have a lot of traditions like afternoon tea and the feeling of top-level service with the warmth and the spirit of people that care. The demand for luxury products and top quality is going to continue into the next century. There's no doubt about that. If anything's happening, the market is polarizing. You're getting the more of the cheap travel, the mass market. We're totally focused on the top 4% of the global traveling public.
It's not easy to improve on the standards set by Caesar Ritz, but as Nigel Beckett explains, there's no harm in trying.
Improving on things that kings and queens would have wanted in the last century is probably difficult for anybody. But I can give you a couple of examples of things that we've introduced maybe in the last year. We have a new initiative as of a year ago called the Technology Butler. This is a gentleman who will solve our guest's problem, and typically our guests are very often traveling with laptop computers internationally, often don't have the proper plugs with them, have a problem pulling up their emails and getting into the internet. In our hotels now, you just call for the technology butler, and he will come up to the room and solve the problem for the guests without it costing the guest any more. We offer, for instance, this again is customer orientation in Asia, the 24-hour stay in our hotels, because guests typically arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock and they don't want to necessarily pay for the previous night or hang around until 3 o'clock when they're allowed to check in typically in the hotel industry. We want to provide the solution to the guest that they can also save money that way.
To run such hotels, you need people who are following in Cesar Ritz's footsteps. And one of the places which teaches the relevant skills is the Cesar Ritz Institute of Hotel Management in Le Bouvray, Canton Valais. Its director is Hervé Fournier.
The philosophy of the school is the spirit of excellence in a way that Cesar Ritz actually started the trade. If we look back when he was managing hotels all over Europe, he was very professional, never compromised on service, introduced luxury, comfort in rooms, and also, if you look back 150 years ago, no faxes, no email. He was managing several hotels all over Europe, and he said the customer is never wrong. So he really put and focused on the customer needs.
A variety of management skills is taught because a hotelier has to know what is going on everywhere in the hotel. The aim for Hervé Fournier is clear.
The idea is to be a leader, a manager in a hotel, property, anywhere in the world.
It's perhaps an irony that there's no Ritz Hotel in Switzerland, but it's an irony that Hervé Fournier explains against the background of Ritz himself.
Cesar Ritz had to leave Switzerland in order to be recognized, and also that's also what we tell our students. We have mainly an international student population in our colleges in Switzerland. We also have a hospitality school in the States and a program in Australia, and in all of our schools, students are very international. They come from different countries to be there. For example, in a school in Le Bouvray, we have out of 200 students, 8 Swiss, 4%. That is, are mainly Swiss who have lived abroad. And obviously, there is a melting pot there, and the fact that you must leave the comfort from home in order to discover other things and to learn a trade, and makes you want to become successful, and then you can travel all over the world and do a career afterwards.
The last of the Ritz family line, Monique Ritz, is a frequent visitor at graduation day ceremonies. Here, she feels a small but important part of the Ritz family continues.
I saw the school in the Bouvray, and I saw the managers, and as I have no children, I think they are my children.
Cesar Ritz is buried in Niederwald, where he was born 150 years ago. A small fountain in the village square commemorates a man who was proud to serve, and whose dedication made him the King of Hoteliers and Hotelier of Kings. Local post horn players trumpeted his success.